20s suddenly established her reputation after the many long years of neglect. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great thrill indeed to introduce Miss Emily Dickinson. Say we are really honored. Honored is certainly the word. Honored to have you here, particularly because for a good part of your lifetime, we're told you never appeared in public.
That is true, Mr. Allen. I've been described as a recluse, a cryptic, a ghost, an eccentric. In fact, I was painfully shy with strangers. I must confess, even at this moment, I am not entirely at ease. I could not resist the opportunity to share the company of your distinguished guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is our honor, I assure you, dear lady. Any poet who could describe a storm as inciting a strange mob of panting trees is well worth meeting.
Oh, thank you.
And just think, we shall also be meeting Galileo.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it's incredible. You think, Dr. Darwin, that Galileo is so important purely because of his scientific discoveries?
No, I think not. I would say that one of the fundamentally important things about Galileo is that by means of his discoveries, he forced man to become accustomed to reality.
Mm.
Now, there may be some comfort in myths and superstition. In fact, I would say definitely that there is such comfort. Now, for purposes of illustration, let me draw here a deliberately absurd picture.
All right.
Let us suppose that there is a small body of religious worshippers who are convinced that God is a giant cucumber. Let us suppose further that when their loved ones die, members of this faith place cucumber slices all around the coffin in the belief that to do so is somehow to please and satisfy their deity. Uh-huh. Now, you and I know that this is an absurd practice, and yet who among us can deny that for those struck by the tragedy of the loss of a loved one, the belief is nevertheless reassuring.
Mm, see.
But as I showed that the work of the Creator is far more wonderful, far more astounding, really, than primitive myth had suggested.
Yes. You showed quite the same thing yourself, you know.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. No, before this man, science, in the modern sense of the word, hardly existed. Or a few scattered individuals in speculating on science made a few isolated, remarkable discoveries, but in most instances, what was valid about their work was mixed up with a great deal of nonsense.
Would it be safe, then, to say that the intellectual history of modern science, properly so-called, really begins with Signor Galileo Galilei?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, it was he, after all, who changed man's ideas about the concept of motion. And what is physical science, I ask you, but the study of matter in motion?
Yes.
Never thought of that. Well, there's a lot of things I never thought of. Ladies and gentlemen, Signor Galileo Galilei. Welcome, sir.
It is my pleasure, Mr. Allen.
What? Dr. Darwin.
Forgive me, Miss Dickinson, you know.
Dickinson?
Sir.
Yes.
You know, one thing that has always pleased me about the men of the Renaissance is that though they were curious about science, their technical investigations did not preclude an interest in poetry and the other arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been reading your poems, and they are beautiful.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Signor Galilei was fully interested in the arts and in living the good life. Mm. What was it you once said about wine, Galileo?
Il vino era luce in pace con umore.
Which means?
It means wine is light, held together by water.
Well, you see, it was inevitable. This man would arouse jealousy even in the absence of his dazzling scientific accomplishments. He spoke and wrote with great brilliance. He was a musician. He was even a painter. Mm. And like myself, he loved to contemplate his garden, his plants and his flowers.
Mm. In which regard, I suppose he was rather typical of his age. Signor, we associate you with the city of Florence.
Yes.
Was that city indeed the place of your birth?
Oh, no, Miss Dickinson. I was born in Pisa in 1564.
Oh, my goodness. 1564, the year Shakespeare was born.
Oh, really? Yes, and the year in which Michelangelo died.
It's fascinating.
Yes.
Really. Well, now our fourth guest. He's a strange, almost legendary figure from a somewhat puzzling period of history, the 5th century. It was the time when the Roman Empire, which had survived for almost 1,000 years, was at last beginning to crumble. Attila the Hun was one of the barbarian leaders who struck terror into the hearts of all the Europeans of his day as he led hundreds of thousands of his people out of the mysterious East. Are you ready for it?
I don't know.